All right. I don't know how long it is till the next election's around here, but I know I'm from Alabama, but I vote for Sister Nun to be put in some kind of office. She's from the Philippines. Duterte, the president of the Philippines, they call him the Punisher. She could be the next Punisher. Amen. But thank God. I pray for you folks. I love y'all, but thank God for Alabama. Amen. We are still a red state. Amen. We are the land of shooting things. Amen. And buddy, they come after our guns down south. It's bad. We are the deplorables. Amen. Well, take your Bible tonight and turn anywhere you like, but amen, it is good. Amen. Take your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 92. 92. Amen. I've had a good week this week. I like being in church, don't you? Amen. And I'm not a real deep preacher. I know Brother Allen's not either. The deep preachers put me to sleep, don't they to you? Amen. We was in a meeting one time, and Brother Earl Hughes got up, and he goes, my. He said, we got deep preachers here. Y'all dig deep, deep. He said, do us a favor. Come up with some water. Amen. So hopefully we can come up with some water. Psalm 92, look at verse number 1. Bible said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Can I hear an amen right there? And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And buddy, we've seen that here. That's been manifested here tonight. And buddy, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And there's something about somebody that's been saved that sings those songs, and it goes above everything else in society. Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy of all of our praise. And buddy, he saved us. He rescued us. Amen. And we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Amen. I go travel abroad a lot. I've been to South Africa and Germany and the Philippines and Canada. And thank God for America. Amen. And I'm with, amen, our dear brother. It ain't the government. That ain't what makes up America. It's us. It's Americans. Amen. And we must fight. Amen. Don't let them dig in. Don't let them have their way. Amen. So how do you do that? Keep singing. Keep praising God. Amen. The Bible says in verse 2, said, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Has the Lord been faithful to you? Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. And here's what I want to preach about. It says, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Amen. I want to preach tonight on the Lord has made me glad. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for tonight. And God, what our hearts and ears have heard. And Lord, we've been stirred even politically here tonight. And God, help us touch our nation. God, those that are in authority, those that are in charge. And God, if it's not of thee and the Lord of the devil, I pray you'll confuse them, confound them. Amen. Show the American people their weakness. God, help us. Have mercy on our land. God, every home, every heart represented here around, and Lord, this church and all the people, the relatives here and all, God, have your way. Send, Lord God, a revival, Lord. Start here in our hearts. And God, we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a lot of things that I can't be. I'll never be real smart. Don't say amen there. Amen. I'll never reach political stardom or anything like that. But I'll tell you, I'll never be a mechanic. Brother Allen, he can work on anything. But I'll tell you one thing I can be. I can be glad. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to be smart to be glad. Some of y'all ought to say amen right there. You ain't got to have graduated school or be a Rhodes Scholar. Amen. All you got to be is saved. And I'll be honest with you, I don't see a whole lot of people nowadays traveling around that are glad. Amen. And buddy, what more could he get that he deserves than us just to be glad? Amen. To be thankful for what he's done for us. Amen, amen. And the preachers that came before us, we make a lot about them because they paved the way. Amen. This grassroots campaign of the local church and little places like this, this is the greatest work America's ever produced. In Alabama, we always kind of pride ourselves. We vote down the lottery every year. And they come at us, buddy. They want to get in there. They want all that lottery and gambling and all that. And it's a grassroots campaign. The churches, they send out buses and stuff to the polls, and we vote her down. Amen. Amen. And I believe you ought to be active. Do something. Amen. Don't be a dud all your life. Amen. Amen. And them old preachers, they stirred us. Amen. And Brother Green, he preached on make your consecration. Amen. You ought to consecrate yourself to God. And me and Brother Mike, I guess it's been several years ago now. I don't know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We called Brother Green. He called him on the phone. And Brother Green, he's in bad shape. And he got on there and he says, oh, you boys. He started crying. He goes, I love you boys. Amen. And he said, I don't know why I'm still here. He said, I'm sick and I've got this colostomy bag. And he said, I'm ready to go home. But man, I've heard him preach and ring the bells of heaven. Amen. And buddy, we crawled on an altar and crawled to God and asked God to use us. Amen. And he did. And I don't understand. I don't understand today. I don't understand some of you young folk. And I'm hard on y'all, but man alive, why don't you get in? Amen. He made us glad. Amen. Brother Jack Wood, he preached on sanctification. And Brother Jack, he would preach, and man, he would make me, I'm telling you, I'd want a fist fight when he preached. Amen. He stirred me. Amen. He challenged us young men. And that ought to be the way it is. Amen. I don't want to hear preaching and feel like I've been kissed. I want no sloppy kiss. Amen. No group hugs. Amen. Sanctify. Set yourself apart. Do right. If it's wrong, quit it. Amen. Dr. Ruckman, I take it from him. I know he was the leading authority on the King James Bible, but I take it from him, Brother Allen. You know what I got from him? God can use anybody. That dictated his life. And, buddy, I'm telling you, that is the way it is. I don't understand why it's this way, but it is. God uses the bottom of the barrel. You're sitting here tonight, and you say, well, I ain't got no sense. I ain't got nothing going for me. That's who God likes to use. You're in danger. Amen. He's liable to put his hand on you here tonight. Say, I ain't got no sense. I ain't smart. God says, oh, I'll use him. Say, why does God do that? So he gets all the honor and all the glory. It's by nothing that we've done, no merit that we've done. It's all him. And he deserves our praise. He deserves our consecration, our sanctification. Amen. Amen. And Brother Earl, he always preached, he'd say, ask for the hard things. He said, Lord, if it's hard, just go ahead and give it to me. He said, Lord, I'm guilty. He said, get your rod out. I know I'm guilty. And Brother Earl said, you do that, the Lord's liable to love you up. He's liable to forgive you. He's liable to lay the hickory down. Hug you up. Amen. Man, I've heard him. I was with him so many times. I preach with him more than anybody else. We get up in the morning and he'd read his Bible on his knees every morning. Amen. And them old men, all of them that I mentioned except Brother Green are gone. Amen. Who's gonna fill their shoes? Amen. Thou hast made me glad. Let me say, number one, you know what God did in my life? He enticed me. Amen. And I know there was situations in my life where God moved in. Amen. And I look back now and thank God he did. Amen. And I was a dumb head. My dad always said, boy, you better be strong. You better be able to dig ditches because you're so dumb, you'll never have a good job. I said, thanks, Dad. I appreciate that. Amen. But Dad taught us that way, and I got mixed up in the drug culture at an early age. I lost everything I had. Me and Dee got married when we was 18, and that wasn't good. Amen. And the people talk about Mary Wright and everything. We didn't. But God intervened. Then Jesus came, bade all of our darkness flee. Amen. I remember on a Christmas morning, woke up, and we lived in a little efficiency apartment. And that efficiency apartment, if you don't know what an efficiency apartment is, you can sit on the bed, on one side of the bed, and brush your teeth in the bathroom. Or you can sit on the other side of the bed and make breakfast in the kitchen. That's an efficiency apartment. And I remember waking up on Christmas morning. I woke up and I looked in there and she's in the other little part of the apartment. She's crying. I said, what's wrong with you? And she looked and she said, it's Christmas. And there wasn't no decorations, no tree, no lights, no candles. And she said, this ain't right. She said, Mama and all of them's open presents. And our life was drugs and all that. Man, I remember feeling how I'd let that little gal down. And in our life, I'm telling you, it tumbled into a mess. And you know what God did? God extended his hand of mercy. Amen. And enticed us and showed us the right way. Amen. I wasn't raised in church. Some of you were. Amen. He showed you from an early age. You just had to turn your back and walk away. Amen. But God enticed me. Amen. I knew about church, but I didn't want no part of it. I got interested in my wife. I told you the other night, amen, what enticed me about her. She could fight. Amen. And I remember one time my cousin being at the house, talking about Sam again. He'd done something wrong in the house, and he was about half looped. And I remember him saying to Dee, go ahead and hit me. I know you want to. And I was going there and say, no, no, don't say that. And the next thing I heard was, and blood went, psst. And he started crying. I said, get out of my house. But me and my little wife, God moved and ended up in Pensacola, Florida, in church, sitting here like y'all. Amen. And say, what did God do? God enticed me. Amen. Amen. And I heard the gospel preached. And God reached down by the grace and mercy of God and spoke to my heart. Do you remember when he spoke to yours? Do you remember? Yeah. Amen. Amen. This ain't a class. This ain't, I'm not a professor. Do you remember? Hey, he's made us glad. Thank God. Amen. He went across the broken strings of our heart. God did something. Amen. He enticed me. He enticed me. I remember going to church with Dee. Her family went to church. And I had to go with her a couple times to take her on a date. And I sat there and the preaching just like, and it was dead. It was dry as cracker juice. Amen. No wonder some people never get in. Amen. Ran around here. The Lord's been stirring around, don't you reckon? But do you remember when God enticed you? I'll tell you what else he did. God interested me. Preaching started doing something for me. Now, I understand why some of y'all get out. Preaching never did nothing for you. Say, how do you know? Because I preached to some of you deadheads for years. You never made a move. You never did nothing. Amen. It wasn't enough to get you to the barber shop, let alone to the altar. Amen. You say, there you go, preacher gets long hair. I got an honest. Preacher called me a long-haired punk before I got saved. Amen. And man, living for God, you ought to do right, walk right, spit right. Amen. I've got enough, man. You ought to see my collection box that I've got now. I ought to carry it around with me. I got enough piercings in there, literally, I could start here and almost go all the way to the door with them. We were in one meeting, and I had 50-something piercings show up. Kids, belly button rings. Who puts, I didn't know people put stuff in their belly button. I try to get stuff out of mine every once in a while. Amen. Amen. I got such a severe innie, I got to wait till I have a full stomach to even clean mine. But I was in a meeting one time up in Chicago, and there's a good girl. I mean, good young lady, always dressed right, done right. She turned 18, and she was wanting to have her own way. And but as she walked up to me, God moved in the revival. She goes, "Here, Brother Mark, I don't want this no more." And she handed a little thing in my hand. I said, "What is that?" And had a little Playboy bunny on it. And she says, "That's a belly button ring." I said, "Huh?" I said, "That was in your belly button? Now it's in my hand?" Huh? I was preaching in church one time, and there was a boy, there was a deacon's boy. And he turned about 19, I guess, and that deacon and his whole family sat on the front. He had about six kids. And this boy got out of sight, out of mind. You know how it goes. And he gets arrested one day for spray painting pornography stuff on the, or vulgar stuff on the side of the church. Amen. So you know what the judge did? He sentenced him to church. And just so happened we had revival that week. So he had to come, and I knew the boy anyways. Well, he sat in the back, and while I was preaching, he'd stick his tongue out at me. And he had a tongue ring in his tongue. And it was all red and swollen. He just got it, I guess. And I'm the wrong person to do that to. It's small church. He did it to me, and I stopped, and I went, "Wait a minute." I said, "Did you do that to yourself? Or did some, you let somebody else do that, dummy?" Amen. Now I get back to the motel that night, and I get a phone call, and the phone rings, and this guy cusses me out on the phone. "Hey, banker, banker." He's talking like this. I said, "Hey, I know who you are." I said, "Son, I'm in room 108. Why don't you come on down here?" He didn't do it. But I knew who it was. Brain scientist. Amen. And I say all that to say this. His brother was sitting on the front row. His brother was about 15. And that boy sitting back here, everybody in the church knows. I mean, they're all laughing when I said what I did. They all knew he was an idiot. And I looked at that 15-year-old boy, and I said, "Son," I said, "there's your brother sitting back there." I said, "He's on, the judge ordered him to come to church." I said, "You know what's bad?" I said, "I see the same thing in you that I did him 4 years ago." I said, "You sat here just like a deadhead, just like he did." I said, "You want to go the same way he did?" Amen. Some of y'all sitting here that's kind of far away from God, you want to go the same way that dumbhead did? Amen. You want to make a mess out of your life? You can do it. I'd rather stay with the squares. I'll be a nerd the rest of my life. Amen. Y'all like my haircut now? April cut my hair. If you see a bad spot in it, let me know. Amen. Look all right back here? Amen. Somebody already said something. "Where did you get that haircut?" No, they didn't. But I'd rather hang out. Amen. Man, I'm a Christian. I'm a church member. I'm an evangelist. I'm a papa. Amen. I've been to Bible school. I'm an alumni at PBI. Amen. That means something. I don't want to go the way of the world. Amen. God interested me. I remember when Dr. Upman and his wife gave me and Dee brand new Cambridge Bibles. Man, that was something else. I couldn't believe one of the greatest gifts I ever gotten in my life. Amen. God did something for me. I met these men. Amen. Alan Ryman and John Garner and Dan Gilbert. I told you all about Brother Dan, and I'll say it again. Brother Dan Gilbert got excited when I got saved. Man, he come hug my neck. And he found out that I owed my daddy $700 because my dad bailed me out of jail. And Brother Dan walked up to me, and I'd gotten saved. Boy, he hugged my neck, and he stuffed some money in my pocket. He said, "This is for you, son." He said, "This is for you to pay your daddy." He said, "This is not a loan. This is a gift from me to you. You pay your daddy." And he walked away, and I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out seven $100 bills. And in 1982, I did not know men did such things as that. And they made a difference in my life. He was more excited than my own family was when I announced my call to preach. He was always one of my greatest cheers. He sent me a card in the mail, and he'd heard that God had called me to preach and had a guy trying to pull a mule. And it says, "Look who God called to preach." Amen. But God, he interested me. Me and Dee, God's people loved us. Amen. Young lady back here, she wants to get involved in the bus ministry. You know what revival is? Get involved. Amen. Amen. That's what God will do. You know what else God did? He inspired me. He made me glad. Amen. And thank God it is an inspiration. It is by the Holy Spirit of God. Why don't everybody shout? Why don't everybody sing? Why don't everybody give a testimony? I don't understand. Maybe it's just a few. Maybe it's just a few God moves on. I don't know. If it is, thank you, Lord, for moving on me. Amen. You get 15 people up here singing and only one or two of them's crying. I don't know. Maybe, amen, maybe it is sparingly. If it is, thank God it is. Thank God I got it. Thou hast made me glad. Amen. I believe it'll keep you in. It has me and my wife. Amen. Bible said, I preached on it the other day, ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction and joy of the Holy Ghost. And ye were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. I remember when, God started dealing with my heart, and he inspired me and Dee. Man, we got rid of a bunch of stuff. We started taking Bible classes on Wednesday night. And I remember going over in the bookstore on Wednesday night, all the men would go outside and pray, and all the ladies stay in. And I got on the bookstore steps. That was my little spot to pray on Wednesday night. And that time I had a job at Banner Builder Supply, hauling sheetrock and shingles. And we got enough money. We got $300 to buy a 67 Plymouth Fury. I had to cut coffee cans and put it around the exhaust pipes because it had holes in it. If you rode in it very far, you'd all be, whoo. But it was blah, 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 blah. And I had that old car and got that job. And I remember kneeling on the bookstore steps, and I knelt there and I said a prayer like this. I said, God, everything I've got, you've given me. I came to Pensacola, I had 16 cents in my pocket. I said, everything I've got right now, you've given to me. And I said, Lord, tonight I give it to you. Amen. You know what he did? He took it. Yeah. He took it. Oh, I've tried to take it back. I know I have. I've been sorry. Amen. But I'm telling you, that night he took it. Amen. And you know what he did? He inspired us. Amen. I begin to say amen. Shout in church. When you going to do that, you boys? When you going to do that? When you going to have enough guts? Say amen. Yeah, I'm talking to you, girly man. Titty. That's what the men do. Right? Amen. Show some guts. Amen. That's right, preacher. I'm telling you, folks, if this dies, what this brother's talking about politically and all that, my goodness. The question I wanted to ask him tonight, and I didn't, I'm from Alabama, but I wanted to ask him if people stopped praying, how fast do you think this thing will go down the tubes? Amen. Well, you know a whole bunch have. How did it get this far? Amen. He inspired me. And I'll tell you what else God did. He involved me. Who would ever dream God would use you? I always say I'm amazed I'm saved, but I'm more amazed you are. I'm amazed God would call me to preach, but I'm more amazed he'd call you. Amen. And God involved us. I remember when Dr. Upman come to me, and I'd just gotten saved and stuff, and they had camp that year. And he said, Brother McGee, he said, how about you and your wife coming to camp being counselors? And I said, what's that? I had no idea what it was. He goes, well, we take a bunch of kids down here to Texas, man. And he said, well, why don't you go help out? I said, all right. So Brother Reed came over there to me, and he was the youth leader at that time. And he said, I heard that Dr. Upman, you know, wants you and your wife to come to camp and help us out. And I said, yeah, that's what he said. And he kind of hauled around. And he goes, well, Brother Mark, you'll have to get your hair cut. And I said, okay. All right. I can look like the rest of the nerds. So I did. I went and got my hair cut. And what he did is he wanted me to get to camp because he knows God moved at camp.
That's right. Yep.
He wanted to see me get burnt. The first night at camp, one of the boys smarted off or something. Man, I grabbed him, threw him on the ground. And I was like that. Sam Reed's going, no, Mark, no. And I'm going, what am I here for? Isn't this counseling? Isn't this what we're supposed to do? Amen. Give him a swirly. Amen. But you know what we seen in that week? We seen the Lord move. Amen. Have you ever seen him move? You ever seen God stir around? That week at Camp Pot of Gold Ranch, there was 47 steps up to the tabernacle. And we would do a covert operation at night. You wasn't allowed to be out of the little dorms. But we would sneak some of them boys out, and we'd go up them steps all the way up to the tabernacle, and we'd pray in the middle of the night. And it was like covert. It was like a SWAT team effort. And we'd get up there in that tabernacle about 1 or 2 in the morning, and we'd pray. We thrashed around in there, and I'm telling you, some of them guys start walking around praying. God met with us. Almost every boy that went up there, and God got a hold of still in the ministry today.
Amen.
Amen. You say, what happened? God, he involved us. Amen. Bible says, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life of thy vanity. We would have never made it. Me and Dee. Amen. You say, why? We got married in a fever hotter than a pepper sprout. And we've been talking about Jackson. Amen. We were 18. I always said, you know, you're too young to get married when the groom cries because the bride got a bigger piece of cake.
Yeah.
He got a bigger piece of cake than me. You're probably too young to get married. Amen. But we got married at 18 years old. And now I'm the youngest out of 5 brothers. And we have the record. Me and Dee's been married 40 years. Amen. And problems and all what God did, God took 2 nothings. Amen, and put us in the ministry. Amen. Now Dee, she'll preach at some of these seminars, some of these women's retreats and all that. She did one, I forget where it was now. It might have been, it was in Alabama, I guess. And she preached. She preached on being filled with the Spirit of God. And she got them ladies there, and she said, I've known some of you ladies 30 years. I've never seen the Spirit of God do anything in your life. 4 ladies walked the aisle and got saved in that meeting. I asked them, I said, did she hack? Well, I've known you for years and years. You're not saved. You need to get right with God. Amen. Buddy, that's my gal. Amen.
Amen.
And we've been through thick and thin together. Amen. Say, what did God do? God involved us. I hope you ain't thinking I'm bragging. I'm telling you, it's amazing to me. I wrote down, we've been in over 1,500 revivals, youth camps, 200 plus camp meetings. We've seen about 3,000 folks saved in the little ministry God's given us.
Amen.
We've got friends, churches, and folks literally all over the world. We've got a youth camp on the island of Panay in the Philippines in Antique. Amen. That they're having church there on Sunday mornings with over 200 Filipinos. You got a ministry over there in the schools. There's 2 schools that we support and feed all the kids over there financially.
Amen.
And I can go in there and preach any time of the day I go in and walk in the Philippines. I can preach in them schools. Say, why? Money.
Yeah.
Amen. We feed them youngins. And what God has done, it's amazing to me.
Amen.
Amen. Got young men called to preach. And you ought to see, every once in a while I'll go through my drawer. I got a drawer at home that's just stacked full of little notes. And people's wrote me little old letters and notes. And I think I might have it in here. I got a little note right here from a gal in the Philippines. And she said this: "Dear Brother Mark, I thank the Lord for using you to preach. It really helped me a lot. This ministry that you and Solid Rock is doing is really a blessing to us. Praying that God will continue to bless all of you. Words are not enough to express how blessed I am for this camp. Thank you. I love you in the Lord. Keep on keeping on." This girl came to me one night to pray. I was in the Philippines there at camp. And when I knelt down there, she said, "Brother Mark," she goes, "I am ashamed to tell you," she said, "but I am a sodomite." She goes, "I am a lesbian." And I didn't know what to say. And she said, I need to be saved." Amen. She got saved. Amen. And now God is blessing in her life. Yep. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You get in, thou hast made me glad. Amen. 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 We might not be able to reach all of them, but we can reach some. Amen. Amen. What if that was your girl? Amen. Yep. We was in South Africa over there with Ron Sykes, and we had two of them get saved like that. One young man there, he had long hair and stuff. It's like the feller's talking about tonight. He walked the aisle, and the pastor, Brother Ron Sykes, he met him right there. He goes, "Everybody in here knows what you are." He said, "You need to repent of that." But he did just about openly in front of everybody there and got saved. I said, "Well, hallelujah." Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. God's done some things around here, hadn't he? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Look what he's done with your family and your home. Amen. Has he made you glad? Amen. I'll tell you what, I know this. It's hard to stop somebody that's glad. Amen. It's hard to keep them out of church. Yeah. Amen. If you have the mentality, you know, this is my church, it's hard to get you out. It's hard to get you to stay home. Amen. Amen. But if you just kind of slip sliding around and, amen, you ain't in, it ain't nothing for you to not be here. Amen. And I don't know why God would do something special for us, but he has. Amen. This group in here, for the most part in here, probably 95% of y'all, you're burnt. Yeah. You'll never be the same. Amen. God moved. The Holy Ghost moved. Amen. Amen. He's made us glad. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God he has. Amen. He's the best there is. It is good to be saved. Amen. It is good to be a child of God. Amen. It's good to be an American. Amen. Thank God for America. I don't want to leave my roots. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Let me ask you something. Has he made you glad? Why don't you come? Why don't you come around an altar tonight? Thank God for what he's done. Amen. Move. And amen. Some tonight wanting to start in the bus ministry and all. Yeah. Amen. This brother was talking about the bus ministry and all. We had a young lady tonight before church wanted to know how she could get involved. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. How about you? Why don't you get involved? Amen. Amen, amen. Heads bowed, eyes closed, invitations open. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you get around an old-fashioned altar? God, help us here tonight, I pray, and bless this invitation. God, have your way. Bless this church. And Lord, help us, God, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'll tell you what I want to do. Where's Abby and Maddie?